AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Media mogul and the legend agent to the biggest names in international cricket. This is Baja TV Podcast with Baja Powell.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views of any affiliated organizations or entities. The content shared is for informational and entertainment purposes only and does not constitute legal, financial, medical, or any other form of professional advice.
This episode is brought to you by 124 Nut Out Sports Agency. Welcome to the next level.
Hey guys, it's your girl Basha, and welcome to Basha TV Podcast. On this episode, you get to hear from me, the one and only, just Basha. No guests. This is where I get to tell you the truth with love. So if you woke up today and suddenly you realize, hey, damn, I hate this job. I hate this man. I hate this woman. I don't like using the word hate, but you know. And maybe it's not as drastic as that. But you suddenly realize that you're not living the life you're meant to be living. Well, this episode is for you. Today's topic, we are exploring how to create the life you want. At some point in most of our lives, we get to a place where we begin to wonder whether the life we're living truly reflects who we are and what we want. We have jobs, relationships, routines that look like perfection from the outside on those Instagram reels. Yet inside, there's a quiet longing for something deeper, something more purpose-driven. In 2021, studies revealed by the LifeWay Research conducted these studies, and it revealed that 57% of Americans wonder, how can I find more meaning and purpose? At least monthly, they were wondering this, with around 21% thinking about it daily and weekly. Who can relate? Additionally, 81% of Americans believe that there's an ultimate purpose for every person. 68% from these studies say finding a deeper purpose is a major life priority. And 73% feel it is important to pursue higher meaning in life. So according to a recent Forbes article, the author shared that only 25% of American adults report having a clear sense of what makes their lives meaningful. This means a staggering 75% of Americans lack clarity around their life purpose. Did you hear that? I can't make this up, guys. So what do these stats mean to us? Are you ready to hear the truth? You cannot create the life you want if you are creating and living someone else's life. And I'm sure it's not the first time you heard that, but I hope it resonates today. The only way to create the life you want is to go out and live it. Simple. What and who is holding you back from creating the life you want? Ask yourself that. Did I hear someone say you? Yes. And that's the truth. And you came here to hear it. Ask yourself, what is my purpose? This is a question I should have asked myself before I did my first degree at university. Real talk. I don't know that I would have done the same degree in politics that I did all over again if I had to make that choice. I don't know. Maybe I did not have the answer at that time, but I do know that my purpose is how I'm living. My career is not my purpose. I have made a purpose out of my career. Sit on that for a minute. So what's your purpose? Our purpose is connected to our soul. Fear is connected to our ego. The ego needs titles. The ego needs recognition and security. The soul needs to be fed to feel fulfilled. Unless we identify our purpose, our soul remains thirsty. You can feed the ego anything. The ego is always looking for recognition. So it will eat anything. The main goal of the ego is to get attention. But the main need of the soul is satisfaction. Sometimes we all forget that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. Our humanness is flawed by the ego. As human beings, we are always ending up in trouble when we start feeding this insatiable appetite of our ego instead of focusing on contentment. And my favorite thing, gratitude. If we were to follow the trail of contentment, we will find our purpose. Purpose doesn't always equal to security, guys. That lack of contentment fueled by the ego, it has left mankind in great debt, chasing happiness with credit cards, loans, and things they can't afford, things that they believe will make them happy. I was one of those persons, so I know what I'm speaking about. So I hear you saying, okay, Baja, how to find my purpose? I'm glad you asked. Your purpose is staring you in your face and you don't even know it. Ask yourself these questions. Question one, what makes you happy? You know, this sounds like a simple question, but a lot of times, sometimes we struggle to answer this honestly. If you don't know what makes you happy, then you have not been happy for a long time. We spend years, sometimes decades, chasing what we were told would make us happy. By our parents, by mentors, you know, things like degrees. Oh, you should go to law school. You should become a doctor. Promotions, relationships, financial security. And while these things can matter, lasting happiness often comes from moments. Yeah. It can come from experiences we overlook, like taking a hike, doing a morning walk, going to watch the sunset. Creative projects, adopting a pet, doing some gardening, spending time with friends, laughter, kindness, you know, a real sense of freedom. And a lot of people don't understand that the simple feeling of gratitude brings you happiness. Just decide one day, you don't need a reason to be grateful. If you are blessed enough to be alive, you have the ability to walk, think, smell, touch, and feel. Everything else is a bonus. Gratitude makes you happy. To create the life we want, we must get it crystal clear about what actually makes us feel alive. You know, start by paying attention to what makes you happy. If you've never figured it out, just start making notes, daily notes. What makes me happy? What brings me peace? You can't have happiness without peace. If you love to write, then write. It may be as simple as gardening. Question 2, what is my gift? We all have a gift. Some of us have multiple gifts. We were blessed with multiple gifts. But most of us, myself included, were made to feel as though our gift won't feed us. Well, if you don't perfect your gift, it won't feed you. But I believe that you were given a gift for a reason, to use it. Question 3, what do I have to do to be able to pursue and maintain my happiness? I'm sure many of you have never asked these questions, but these are questions you must ask if you want to line up this purpose living, okay? Happiness doesn't just fall into our laps. It requires intentionality and mindful living. Yeah. Making changes and setting boundaries, and it's a hard part, in relationships, and letting go of toxic ones. Some of these changes might require us to walk away from careers. They are highly lucrative, but unfulfilling. You might believe that you need this huge paycheck that's racking up debt, but yet you feel so unfulfilled going to that job. It includes making fun a priority. Now, we have another episode coming up where we get to talk about fun and why it needs to be a priority in your life. But many people are addicted to pain and they are not aware. There are some people who believe that struggle is a rite of passage. I'm not one of them. Let me tell you something. When you choose happiness because it's a choice, you have officially entered your soft era. And ain't nothing wrong with that. Finding happiness requires letting go of past trauma. You know, going to therapy, a huge step in the happiness journey, because we all have something that we need to heal from. It really works. It may even require changing location, and that's my favorite one, because I did that recently. Sometimes you have to change lanes, but sometimes the lane is not enough. You might have to change people in your life, but a huge one might be you have to change location.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
When we come back, we continue to unlock the real secrets to happiness, which is not really a secret. It's your girl, Basha. We pause for a cause, and we'll be right back. Hey, guys, it's your girl, Basha, and welcome back. Okay, so we're back, and we're talking about how to create the life you want. And if you've enjoyed what you've heard or seen so far, please give us a like, click, subscribe and follow so that you can be always in the know for any new motivational and inspirational content. We appreciate all your feedback. We appreciate you liking and subscribing to our podcast on YouTube, etc. We really do. So in continuing our topic, let's get to the next question. Ask yourself question 4. How am I self-sabotaging and why? This is the question most of us avoid because it forces us to confront ourselves. Self-sabotage is one of the number one reasons people don't achieve the life they want. Sabotage can look like the following. How about procrastination? Yes, I'm going to do it. Yes, I'm joining the gym. Yes, I'm going to lose this weight. Or it doesn't have to be weight. I'm just going to get healthier. You know, believing in perfectionism. This is a huge one as well, guys, because I know so many people who want it to be so perfect. They're so terrified of failure, which is the other one. So perfectionism doesn't exist. It just doesn't. Toxic relationships, another big one. If you watch our episode on the impact of negative energy, if you haven't, please do. That will sort this one out for you. The fear of failure. This is the number one reason dreams don't come true and they don't manifest, because I believe they manifest, right? We also have an episode coming up on this. I have said it over and over, and I will say it again. I do not believe in the word failure. It does not exist. You may have a failed attempt, but succeed on the next attempt. Therefore, you never fail. You can be working on the wrong thing and eventually succeed at the right thing. So what is meant for you will be for you. You're just not going to get something that wasn't meant for you. You didn't fail. All right. Number five, question five. Am I prepared to replace self-sabotaging with self-loving? Now, this is my favorite part. This is my station in life. This is where I'm at in my life. Plenty self-love. And a lot of work went in to get there. The real turning point comes when you ask yourself, am I ready to replace self-sabotage with self-love? And the answer is yes. Step one, be kinder to yourself. Remind yourself every day that you deserve the best. You are enough. Growing up as a little girl in the Caribbean, I wasn't encouraged to love myself. Now, they didn't tell me not to love myself, to be clear to the persons listening. But I was surrounded by relatives and friends who would look at me and say things like, you think you're nice, eh? I cannot make this up. Or they would say, you love yourself, but though you were not supposed to like yourself too much. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. That was a messaging. And I know a lot of you people, whether you're from the Caribbean or other parts of the world, you can relate to this. You loving yourself wasn't celebrated or encouraged. You had to keep it humble, whatever humble is. So you can't be humble and not love yourself. It doesn't make sense. So step two, be bold and unapologetic about your happiness. Remember to have fun. How many of you guys? You know, I'm a woman of a particular age, as I like to say. But how many of you remember, as children, we came into this world and we were just ready to have fun? You know, we were not concerned about the rent that had to be paid by the adults or what was going to happen tomorrow, what we were going to eat. We just wanted to go outside and have fun and play in the rain with our friends. You know, we felt the rain. But, something, I don't know at what stage of our development, if an adult, you know, I remember them saying to us, they say, you play too much, you know, be serious. I don't know what happened. But we left fun behind when we became adults. Fun didn't leave us. We left fun. And we made a choice not to focus on fun anymore. I have no idea. Well, my question to you, if that is the case, how come so many hardworking people in this country, right, are living paycheck to paycheck? Because you must work hard, don't have fun. And they're still not having fun. They're working so hard, paycheck to paycheck, and they're not having fun. So my advice to you is to pursue the things that set your soul on fire anyway. Because sometimes you have to change locations to create the life you want. Some people stay in an environment that they're not thriving in. Why? Has it occurred to you that a change of location can sometimes equal a change of results, a change of mindset. The life you want is probably waiting on you in another state, another country, somewhere else. Don't be afraid to make changes to get the life you want. What's keeping you in that job? What's keeping you in that state? What's keeping you in that country? Step three, let go of the things and people that hurt you. So a lot of us say, oh, I'm not speaking to her anymore. I'm not speaking to him anymore. I'm done with him. That's not how you let go of these things, you know, friend. And why are you at it? Forgive them, because that's how you let go. You know, you are actually doing it for you. You cannot go up with things weighing you down. It's time to shed. Time to shed. Let's pay some bills, guys. And when we come back, we'll talk some more. We're going to pay some bills and we'll be right back.
This segment is brought to you by Ricardo Powell Cricket Academy, based in Tampa and Naples, Florida.
Welcome back. It's your girl, Basha. And we've been talking about how to create the life you want. You're listening and watching the Basha TV podcast. So before we went to break, I spoke about the five questions to ask yourself in order to create the life you want. Number one, how to be happy. Number two, what to do to pursue and maintain my happiness. Number three, using my gift. Number four, avoiding self-sabotage. And number five, replacing self-sabotage with self-love. My favorite phase. So what's the takeaway here, guys? If you seek contentment, you will find your purpose. If you feed your ego, you will find fear, and it will take you down a trail of discontent. The ego is always looking for attention. Always. The soul is always seeking fulfillment and contentment. And that's a huge difference. Choose to surround yourself with people and engage in activities that feed your soul. That is where your real happiness lies. Whatever you do, don't forget to live. You are one decision away. One decision away from creating the life you want. You see the people that you are envying on social media with their 1 minute, 30 second highlight reel of their successful life? They made that decision a long time ago. They're not showing you the parts where they failed, never gave up. Failed attempt, they eventually succeeded. So they didn't fail at all. They were practicing because perfection doesn't exist. You know, to quote Dr. Wayne Dyer, don't let your music die in you. I'm always amazed by the number of people who are afraid to die. We should be more afraid of not living. It is deadly. It's a deadly thing to not live. Yeah. Many people did not get the privilege to be alive. You are still here. Don't waste it. I'm always amazed when people receive news of a terminal illness and they freak out or they're afraid, you know, to die. But here's an idea. Don't wait until your life is threatened to live. Everybody's gonna die one day, but everybody don't get to live. Yeah. You know, your age doesn't matter. I hear some of you saying, oh, I'm in my 50s. Age doesn't matter. What matters is that you still have the ability to create the life you want. Yeah. You're just one decision behind. It's your girl, Basha. Thank you for tuning in. And stay tuned for more Just Basha episodes every Monday on the Basha TV podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, then you are going to enjoy the episode that's coming after this one, entitled, There's Nothing Like Failure. And always remember, your location determines your value. So be careful where you place yourself and who you place yourself with. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow. I'm outside. Cheers. Bye. Basha TV Podcast was created by Basha Alicia Powell, hosted by Basha Alicia Powell, executive producer Basha Alicia Powell, producers Delicia Winnell, Alicia Bazin, creative Basha TV Productions, LLC, Carver Consultant, music, all rights reserved to Basha Alicia Powell and Ricardo Powell, editors Basha Alicia Powell, Delicia Winnell, visual effects Basha TV Productions, LLC and RJ Powell. Music composer, Basha TV Productions, all rights reserved. Guest bookings, Carver Consulting, legal consultants, Alicia Beza. Special thanks to all our guests.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.